Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, November 20th, 2022, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner, PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. Welcome, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well. Good to see you today. You're looking well.
Good seeing you. Feeling good. Looking good, feeling good. There you go.
Well, just wait till you get that test coming up. We'll see how good you're feeling.
See, now nobody knew about it. Now you got me anxious. I came, so I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to do, as we record this, doing the lung bus. And I told Ed, I'm like, I'm going to get it. And he goes, well, now if this comes back this or this, don't worry and don't Google all night. And I'm like, well, now I'm going to Google all night. I'm going to be Googling all night.
Okay, yeah, what I say not to do is what will be done.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just send my results to you and you can tell me what to do.
After
I talk to Dr. Hedrick.
And you're going to do this in about an hour.
Yeah.
So this is a incredible, and I'm not huge about a lot of testing, but the lung bus, I mean, my great manager, Scott, just finished getting his done, and he came up ecstatic because it looked at every single organ, every piece of his whole torso was looked at, and his calcium score, which is very important to know, it was zero. Now, it's perfectly fine if it's 10 and 20 and 30, but his was zero. Now, he is younger than us, Clint. That does make some difference.
And I know I have high cholesterol and triglycerides are a little high, so I'm expecting a little bit of higher score than zero.
But it gives you tools, and you can accumulate tools to help to mitigate this as time goes on. Again, my whole philosophy is the body has the ability to heal itself if given the proper nourishment, and we remove what is harmful.
Yeah.
That's, you got to do both. You can't just nourish it and then expect to live in EMF, Teflon coating, water bottles, not sleeping, but yet you're nourishing, that still can't do it. You have to fix the other parts too, which is removing some of the harmful components of lifestyle.
If you don't have the good soil, you don't get the good crops.
There you go. There you go. And in fact, I spoke at the Vascular Institute. They invited me to speak in front of 300 health professionals, some docs, nurse practitioners, and nurses. A lot of them worked in the vascular component, but a lot of them did not. They were there for continuing education, and I was very honored to speak again. And what I talked about was, and I'll make this real quick because this is not going to be a history lesson, but back in the middle 1800s, I think most of us studied in school Pasteur. Pasteur was the scientist who discovered, one, pasteurization. Two, he did work on vaccines and brought that to the market, or at least the idea. And he also, the biggest part was established what we call the germ theory. Mm. That means that, you're sick with an infection, so germs are the root reason why that happened. Well, his cohort, his good friend, Claude Bernard, in the same era, they had totally different philosophies, yet they were friendly on a friendly basis, unlike today when you can't disagree and still be friendly, but they could back then. And Claude Bernard believed in what's called the terrain theory, which is the theory that I've adhered to for 43 years of my professional life in nutrition. Terrain theory really means that it is like the soil, and as the terrain of the human body weakens, germs find an opportunity in us. Germs didn't cause, in Bernard's theory, germs do not really cause sickness. What caused the sickness was that we were weak and allowed the germs to enter our door.
Right.
And then they set up home within us. And as a lot of historians actually have written, Pasteur recanted his words on the germ theory on his deathbed and said, the terrain is what counts. The terrain is what counts. And I love that, because if you even think of dogs if we've had many dogs in your life. I have, and certainly seen we have plenty of homeless dogs. The weaker the dog is, the more fleas they will have. Well, why is that? It's not because the fleas were stronger next to that dog. It's because the dog was weaker and he had a poor terrain. So our goal in nutrition and my whole philosophy is to build the strongest terrain there is to lessen disease and to postpone it as long as we can. You, and not treat symptoms.
You know, it sounds to me like germs are opportunistic, right?
If that's
you,
the perfect
yeah,
word.
Yeah, they are. Yep. They're just looking around to see weak spot. Oh, yep. There we go. Yep. That's where I'm setting up shop right there.
Well, I've bow hunted my whole life with a recurve bow, traditional archery. I feel it's to me, it's kind of a spiritual journey. And because it's such a, it's not mechanical, it's not guns. You have to really be in tune with the woods, the animals, and everything. But it's very obvious when you've hunted many years that you see predators like coyotes. They never go after the strong animals. They never go after the ones that are hardy and resilient. They always pick the weaker ones. Well, the yeah. coyote and the germs are the two same things. Mm-hmm. So is the goal to just eliminate all coyotes, or would it be to have all animals strong? Well, you can't do it in nature, but that's the kind of the yeah. analogy, because they're not going to attack big, strong animals. Yeah. So let's be big, strong people.
Look at there.
Yeah.
People. I like that. I like that.
I want to say that there is a new little thing that I got, and it is called Cofix RX. And I am blown away by this. What it is a nasal spray, Clint. And this nasal spray has something in it called povidone iodine, 1.25%. On the box, it says destroys SARS-CoV-2 in 15 seconds. The research is coming out, and we knew about this early in the days of COVID, that iodine will kill it. There's no doubt. And it says that if you do one spray, it will last up to 8 hours of protection. Because if you're going to breathe a germ through your nose, then it's going to be killed by this iodine.
Well, do you sell that?
Not yet. It's on the way.
Well, this is silly. Now I'm all upset. I want it now.
You know what? You're not going to use my nasal spray in your nostrils. This is mine.
Thank you.
Even though I adhere to the terrain theory, I don't want your
nasal
germs.
You don't want my terrain.
No.
don't Trust want, me.
Your terrain probably is contagious.
My terrain is warped.
Nasty.
Yeah, it's a nasty terrain. So is there a projected date on getting that in?
Or in the next 2 to 3 days, it will
really?
Be here. It's going to sell for $19.99. It probably has a bunch of sprays in it. I don't know how many. But it's easy to use. I did it. This was a sample the rep brought to me just yesterday, and we ordered 96 of them because I did a podcast on theholisticnavigator.com with Dr. Brownstein. And on there, he talked about nebulizing peroxide, but he also spoke of using the iodine because those two things will kill anything. It just will. But the thing about iodine is it lasts a long time. You can put a small amount in your nose. And secondly, I do want to reiterate what I've said 500 times in my life. Mouth breathing is devastating. We have to really watch ourselves. And when you catch yourself with your mouth open breathing, just start recreating a new habit of nose breathing.
Well, I don't do this much, but I want to be transparent. As we're recording this, that would be available now then, right?
Yes, it will, since we're slightly delayed.
Yeah, I want to make sure people don't think that it's not available now. To me, that's one of those things that I would just go get one or two of those and put them up get them ready. I'd just start using them.
I told my daughter, and I'm actually a skeptic now, pretty well, Clint, because I've been doing this 43 years, and I've seen so many products that claim to be this and that weren't.
Right.
But this one is the real deal because I have studied iodine for about 15 years. And do you know, before 1950, when docs used to go make house calls and they would carry their doctor bags, you know what was always in their bag?
Iodine.
Was iodine.
Yeah.
Because they said when they can't figure out what to do and what's wrong, they gave iodine because iodine was so broad spectrum that it would help a lot of people. And of course, with the high price pharmaceutical intervention, and that's what changed all the common sense type of recommendations.
Well, I can tell you in a couple of days, I'll be down there and get me a couple of bottles. I'm going to get one for my family members too. Yep. That's exactly what
I told
what I'm
my
doing.
Daughter. I said, if you could get your 3-year-old and 1-year-old to not balk at this, this would be incredible for children.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot imagine. I would love to do a study by me giving people who had, let's just say not small children like that. Let's just say, 10-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if they would do this, if somebody out there wants to, who's had a reign of sickness and they're in school And right now we're in the worst of the worst. I mean, schools, you know, are going on Zoom again and blank, blank. In fact, a school teacher said she had to take an extra change of clothes every day to school because projectile vomiting is so epidemic right now due to this flu. Because what's happening with this flu is the first thing is often is vomiting comes. That's the first symptom.
Wow.
And it's not a good vomit. It is across the room vomiting. Yeah. So can you imagine if we could get two or three people out of a classroom and say, okay, why don't you do this before you go to school and after you go to school?
Let's see how it goes.
Wow. Yeah. That would be a great study.
Somebody will do it eventually.
Hey, if somebody wants to do it, you just holler at Ed Jones and I will make it happen for free.
I like that.
Well, we got a lot of information and notes that I've got prepared for today, and hopefully we'll have time to cover all of those. As you made fun of all my stack of notes last time, it didn't really hurt my feelings. Nah. I'm glad that I'm an overachiever.
You're prepared, yeah.
Yeah, prepared with a capital P.
Yep.
All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the fact that November is Diabetes Month. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Having trusted medical care in your neighborhood is critical to a healthy life. CHI Memorial offers several convenient locations around the Chattanooga area to better serve you. Nationally recognized in both quality and excellence, CHI Memorial has trusted board-certified doctors from a broad range of specialties and convenient local offices delivering primary and specialized medical care to you and your family. Finding a CHI Memorial physician is easy. Visit chimemorialmedicalgroup.org.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com. I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell, who's screaming like a girl over here. He just said that, and I thought I'd turn it around.
See, now you're going to get all the women mad at you. My daughter would take exception to that.
Really? Why? Is that something politically incorrect?
Yeah, well, no, the throw like a girl thing, I used to say that when I was young. Then I have a very athletic, strong, independent daughter. And now when she throws, I tell guys, you need to throw like a girl because my daughter will light you up.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
Hey, you know, I mentioned earlier about the cookware, the Teflon.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kept off and on doing this list of 26 things, and I've got down to 11 now, and I just didn't realize that the number 11 was ditch nonstick cookware. This is by Dr. McCullough, who I absolutely respect, know him personally, very, very wise individual, and he's saying that off, you know, we just ignore this, but the a big source of daily toxic exposure is that of nonstick cookware, which has this thing called PFAS when it's heated. And 98% of all Americans, if their blood is tested, have high levels of PFAS, and that attests to the pervasiveness of these chemicals. But it has been linked, seriously linked, to thyroid disease, organ damage, cancer, and infertility.
Wow.
Now, he's saying to use the ceramic and enameled cast iron cookware. I'm not a person who does a lot of kitchen stuff, so I'm not really aware of that. I know stainless steel is perfectly fine. But he also says suggestions that will help to get your lower the level of this PFAS is things that have been pre-treated with stain repellents. And the last furnitures I have bought in the past 10 years, they all want to put the stain repellent on. I say, no, I don't want it. Why don't you want it? Well, because there's a lot of toxicity in it. Of course, they're clueless because people are not informed. It's not their fault. They're just not informed. Do not get stain repellent because it is going to go in your skin. On your skin, it's going to go in your body. Your pets are going to get it. It is not good. Using water or water repellents, that is another one that is awful. And then flame retardant chemicals. My mattress, which is made by Avocado, does not have flame retardants in it. I'm not going to live one extra day for all this that I'm doing. I'm looking for quality of life. That's it. Clint's giving me the eye over there.
You know why? We're going to go back to, okay, here's the deal. Everybody, eat straight out of the ground. Just go out in the yard, grab the fruit food, eat it, and wear burlap, and you'll be fine. It'll be uncomfortable, itch a little bit, maybe some rawness, but you'll be way healthy. I'm like, so everything that we do is just somehow got a bad consequence. But it also improves our quality of life, right? Some of the stuff can. Or am I just being...
Well, just sell your house, get a tent, and yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I feel like save I should money. Just be a gypsy, and I'd be way healthier.
It's a balance.
Yes,
and
it is.
One of the biggest things for these PFCs, believe it or not, and I had forgot this until I just reread Dr. McCullough's article, is microwave popcorn. Microwave popcorn, when it's heated... Uh-oh, and now he's really freaking out over there. He's about ready to run out.
I eat a bag of popcorn 4 days a week.
Microwave?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you, you got a lot of PFCs. Get Dr. Hedrick to check your PFC level today.
See, I am not. This is, okay, keep going.
Look, you make popcorn the old-fashioned. We need to go back to old-fashioned because it was fun. It's technology that's caused this. Technology has saved us and been our demise, both.
So just get you an air popper. Just get a popper.
Yes.
And just, okay. All right.
Yeah, then you're perfectly fine because popcorn is healthy for us.
That's what I'm going to do then.
Heck yeah. Got to talk one more thing about COVID. PayPal, which I was thought was pretty cool, you know, device and a website and all the things you do with PayPal, is absolutely politically biased platform. Why do I say that? Because on October 7th, 2022, they issued a new agreement. Anyone who is posting a lot on natural health, well, that's mine, anti-war journalist, Christian organizations, vaccines that are anti-vaccine, or COVID mandates, you have the ability to lose $2,500 because if they find in their mind that you have crossed a line and you have $2,500 in your account, you will not get it back.
How do they monitor that? I mean, what posts where? Like, are they checking my Facebook page? How do they do
that?
They
must have algorithms of some sort that is doing it. But PayPal has just gone way down the list, and I'm not eliminating because I might have to use it. But that is a scary thing.
Go to FreshBooks. FreshBooks is kind of like a QuickBooks thing, but you can generate invoices, pay people through it.
Oh, really?
It to your,
called FreshBooks?
Yeah, you can have. I think it used to be a long, long time ago. I had it for my company. You could have up to 15 or 20 accounts, either free or like $20 a month.
So they're competing against QuickBooks.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. How I learned about it, because
wow.
QuickBooks at the time was like way expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
I had 30 clients and a couple of employees, and so we've got something called FreshBooks, and now I'm sure it's gone up. I hadn't used it in 5 years. I'm sure it's gone up. But
oh, I always felt like QuickBooks was kind of a monopoly anyway.
And that you generate your tax stuff at the end of the year and everything, yeah.
New book I just read. I love to read books and then review them. And it's by a neurologist that I know, Dr. Perlmutter, P E R.L. Mutter. And he is exceptional because he thinks outside the box, very highly trained, and he treats a lot of things like Parkinson's with nutritional therapies that are IV. I've seen people on videos go in wheelchairs and walk out that have Parkinson's. And it's not permanent, but it is a natural way to help improve quality of life. But he wrote a book called Drop Acid. And he came about, he heard this guy named Peter Attia, which one of my coaches, Adam, just loves, and is very high-tech medical doc, Peter Attia. But Peter Attia was interviewing a guy that talked about, we are missing the boat on uric acid. You go to the doctor, only time it gets checked is if they think you have gout. Mm-hmm. And he says that we should all get our uric acid checked, and we need to be living in the bottom third of the reference range. And if not, it is completely connected to heart disease and to insulin insensitivity, and to sometimes that makes people gain weight and cholesterol go up and triglycerides. And he says it's so easy, it's pretty easy to fix because we can just eliminate maybe a couple foods we're eating or take a couple natural remedies and you can lower uric acid. But it's people who want to read about something new is Drop Acid.
Two things. Well, I think you should come up with a list of the top 10 tests that no one would think of getting. Like your uric acid, these other small, these little nuanced things.
Absolutely.
You should come up with your top 10 tests that are outside the range of even the stuff that your folks would normally do, those odd tests. Second, do you read anything or listen to anything other that's not centered around health or wellness?
I actually do. I'm off work, I don't do the nutrition. I only do it from the time I walk in to the time I leave.
Are you a history guy or science fiction?
I'm more of a seeker in involving path of life and wisdom and poetry.
But that's still health of mind and soul. That's good.
It is. Yeah. It's health of the soul rather than the physical body, which does certainly communicate to the physical body. It was interesting that I read this really good study, and it was from the National Institutes of Health. And I'm not surprised of this. Hair straightening products, which you don't have to worry about this one, Clint. It's not going to hit you in the gut like the other
shots
things.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Hair, because Clint doesn't have any hair on
his
head.
Bald as can be, yeah.
Hair straightening products are increasing uterine cancer rates by at least 4 times. And it makes sense because when you smell those things, you can just tell the toxicity in hair straightening products. And the issue is 60% of the users are black women. And they also have very high levels of uterine cancer. And if you use it 4 times or more yearly, that is where the increase is significant. And I don't know how many times a year women use hair straightening, but I'd say it's probably at least 4.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really scary because it's just another one of those boxes that technology or marketing came out with, and we just didn't have the knowledge to know that it was a harmful product. And now it's so ingrained in society that it's hard for people to change their gears. Because if you're used to straightening your hair, I mean, I don't know what you use. I don't know if there is a natural product to straighten hair.
Probably not.
You get
used to a certain look, you know, and that becomes part of your identity. We laugh at that, but that's pretty hard to let go of.
Hey, if they said tomorrow that mustache wax caused me to have Alzheimer's, it'd be hard for me not to. I'd have to shave my mustache off. Because I have to use mustache wax.
Well, just cut those things off.
I don't want to cut those things off.
Cut those handlebar things off.
I like the handlebars.
Those devil horns, whatever those are. Whatever.
Devil horns.
Whatever those tusks you have coming up there from your mustache.
Boy, tusk now.
You jumped on my T-shirt.
Gum.
Trying to get me a date
no
that I don't
want.
No one
has ever called my mustache horns and tusks.
Well, I know. Well, no one's there. Most people like my cool T-shirts, but keep going, sir.
It's not insulting, actually. Tusk, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, animals with tusk are pretty tough birds out there.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I'll take it. I'll take that
Thank you.
But if they did cause Alzheimer's, there's nothing else I could use. I guess I would just shave it off. That's what I'd have to do.
All right.
Woo.
What else you got? You got anything else for me?
Last thing on just, again, talking about, I guess today's show is really about toxicity, but the Roundup, which is Roundup we all know about, and it contains something called glyphosate.
Yeah.
Glyphosate was actually patented in 1970s as an antibiotic. Well, we all know what antibiotics do to the intestinal flora, which is the microbiome. That's scary because the microbiome produces half of your brain chemicals and about 60% of your immune system is produced in the gut. It can't do that if the microbiome is completely backwards, upside down, and disturbed. And that's what happens when you take antibiotics and you don't eat cultured food and you don't eat enough fiber. Fiber feeds the microbiome. You can take all the probiotics you want, but if you don't eat enough fiber, they're going to die within days. So you have to do both prebiotics and probiotics. And I use hemp fiber. It's the only one that does not give gas, and it's the only one that's not addictive. And psyllium in the marketplace is one of the heaviest sprayed foods because it's a crop. It's actually not called a food, so they can spray tons of pesticides on psyllium husk, which is Metamucil, and they can get by with it, and nobody's checking. Well, they do make organic psyllium for those who want it at Nutrition World. I don't like psyllium because it gives me gas and a lot of people, but I do like hemp. So I'm good at saying all of this to say fiber helps the microbiome, Roundup kills the microbiome, and we're eating it every time we eat foods because it is sprayed everywhere. And it's another agenda of this world that is corrupt. It simply is. So what do we do about it? Well, we do know that there are certain nutrients that help protect the body and the cells against some of this this devastation of glyphosate. And we can talk further about it. I did a podcast called The Holistic Navigator. You just type in the word The Holistic Navigator with glyphosate, and you can hear everything about it.
How is Benefiber? Because I take Benefiber. Is that that's different though? That's not the same. That's not. And I take it because it's easier. Believe it or not, I take it because it's easier on my stomach. And my doctor said I need to get more fiber. I was eating tons of vegetables, but for some reason I wasn't getting enough fiber. Mm-hmm. So now I'm a fiber. I put Benefiber in everything every day.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact label, but I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now you're eating the Zunta bar, which has a lot of fiber.
Yeah.
I think it's 12 to 14 grams.
My son's hooked on that too. By the way, yeah, he's two a day. He's one in the morning and one in the evening.
You know that 90% of the people in this country do not eat the fiber he's getting out of two Zunta bars. That's one reason we have diverticulitis and diverticulosis that's so epidemic. And we have colon cancer that's more than almost any country because it sits in the colon food that's bad or good. And it's going to cause damage to the linings. And that can be a toxin. And so Zunta bar is a good way. Benefiber, I do like hemp best. Why? Because it doesn't cause any problem in me, and it's not addictive. If you do psyllium for 1 year, and then you go on a trip and you don't take it, you ain't going to poop, brother.
Yeah.
Because your body's too used to it. You can do it on hemp. You will go pretty regularly, even if you don't do it.
I'm going to pick up another thing of Zunta bars after this show.
Good, because you're getting ready to go do another test.
Yeah, I'm doing the calcium. Maybe Zunta bars will. We'll do some research, see if it pushes my calcium out. I don't know how you even worked that.
I think you will be perfectly healthy as long as you eat Zunta bars every day.
That's an unofficial survey research done by Ed Jones. A survey of one he just did immediately in this podcast.
Again,
this show.
I want to remind people we're going to this Covix RX nasal spray that has the iodine in it. Anybody who has children, well, I won't say anybody. Well, I'm going to pick about three people. Anyone who wants to experiment with this and be serious about it, it means the child has to be willing to, before school and after school, to do a spray in each nostril. If you're in a school that is full of sickness, I would love to have three people try this and just record their level of sickness week to week on an email to me.
Is it just like a normal spray? I mean, does it feel different, no. smell different? No. It's just normal?
It actually did not bother me in the least, and there's not a whole lot of...
That's not that bad at
it's
all.
It's an easy little sprayer.
Yeah.
I just sprayed it in the air.
I feel healthier just having it in the air around me. Yeah.
Germs be gone.
That's
germs
absolutely.
Be gone. All right, my brother.
Yep.
You know what? It is time to take a break. We come back, we'll be having more good information for you as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform, During the Break podcast, with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at optimizeuchattanooga.com.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones and back with my buddy Clint Powell. Clint's got something to say.
Absolutely. The CHI Memorial's Breathe Easy is a mobile coach providing low-dose CT scans, a type of x-ray, that can identify signs of lung cancer in the early stage when treatment is most effective and cure is likely. A lung scan can be most important, can be the most important 15 minutes of your life. To learn more, call 423-495-LUNG. Or visit memorial.org/breathe easy.
Thank you, Clint.
Yes,
that
sir.
Sound like you were a professional podcaster.
Yeah, I stumbled a few times, but that's okay. People love that organic, natural feel. That's why advertisers pay the big bucks right there.
How about that organic smell that I got coming over here?
What is that?
He digresses. What's the name of your podcast?
During the Break podcast and Dayfire podcast.
All right.
Two of them. Go check them out. I've had some great conversations lately.
And you've been doing this how long?
5 years. I'm approaching, as of this recording, I'll have over, on During the Break, I'll have over 900 episodes.
Oh,
and on Dayfire, I'll have about 160 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's over 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, over 1,000 episodes total. I think I'm at 1,200 and something, because there's a few that are canceled that aren't out there anymore.
Well, that's commendable. That's a lot of work, and certainly thinking on your feet, you have to be able to do podcasting like this, because it's not scripted. You don't really have a script.
No, we don't. And just so everybody knows, you may be listening to this on 98.1 The Lake, Sunday mornings, 9 o'clock, through the app or in the car. That is awesome. Yeah. We're online. But on Tuesdays, we release it podcast format on all of the podcast platforms. You can find them on Apple or Spotify. You can leave us a review, and it can be listened to just like a pod. It can be destination listening either on Sunday mornings or later in the week.
I always forget that. Thank you. Because most people don't know that if they're not catching it at 9 a.m. But, you know, a few weeks ago, I mentioned a website because my goal here in this show partially is one, to enjoy myself, but two is to empower people, to help people take more control of their health. Well, how do you do that? You don't do it just by listening. You do it by arming yourself with methods to become knowledgeable. And again, this is not like super critical, but the website iwaspoisoned.com right. had to do with basic food poisoning. So I've always thought how cool it would be to have a site where if I really felt that I was ate some bad food, that I could register that. Well, I've been looking at it, and there's not many reports, but I had one this morning before I came over. And again, part, you know, if you have the stomach flu, you're going to think that the last meal you ate might have been bad.
Right.
So it's mind tricks that we play on ourselves. But half the time it could be food, maybe the other half not. Taco Bell, this person, this parent made a report. Taco Bell, they had a beef soft taco and a nacho fry, and within an hour to an hour and a half started getting violently sick. Mm. So it could have been. I don't know.
Am I allowed to talk about good food?
Yeah.
Good food now? Because I went to a place that I think I recommended to you a month or two ago, Zarzar's.
I looked up the menu.
Downtown. I just, a surprise lunch with my son, as of this recording, I had their hamburger steak, white beans, black-eyed peas. I did have their banana pudding because it's so good. Do you want to hear what my son had?
Well, that's fruit anyway. And that's,
thank you. Look at
I'm
you.
Making a joke of it. That's junk fruit.
It is junk ahead. Fruit. So my son had the big hamburger steak with black-eyed peas, white beans, and cornbread, and French fries. And as we sat there, and he's getting ready for the bodybuilding thing, 10 minutes later, he goes up and orders a full hamburger loaded and then eats the hamburger while we're sitting there.
Oh, my gosh.
And he'll still be 188 pounds and look great until he's my age. Anyway, I digress. Shout out to Zarzar's.
Yep. I eat at Southern Star a lot, and wish, you know, I'm always longing for restaurants who try their best. And you know what? They're having some of the best vegetables at Southern Star I can find in Chattanooga. Mm. I had cream cauliflower yesterday with some squash that very well made at basically scratch. They're not getting any canned food. The thing that I'm always frustrated with all restaurants is they seem to still think chicken is super healthy. I passed a chicken truck this morning going down there actually to eat. And if you just look at the conditions that those chickens live in, that alone is enough. But secondly is the fact that they're high in omega-6. Beef is far better to eat than chicken. And the thing is, I've got some research that came out just recently on
chicken. While you're looking, Southern Star, you know what they got really good there that most people are surprised about?
What?
Warm banana pudding.
I don't care about that.
I know. I'm trying to be inclusive on this radio show, Ed. I'm trying to go out and get people and go, you know what? I like banana pudding, but I want to live healthier too. Banana pudding once or twice a month is not going to hurt you.
Really?
Yeah, once a month.
We'll see what your calcium score is.
Wow. I feel like you just took a victory lap and slam dunked me or whatever it is. That hurt my feelings. Go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Greger, nutritionfacts.org, has published this three times, and he has everything to back this up. He feels that 90% of all UTIs and bladder infections are caused from eating chicken because the chicken harbors E. coli, beef doesn't.
Wow.
And when they did studies on people who eliminated the chicken who had chronic UTIs and bladder infection, as long as they get rid of the previous one, it was almost non-existent. Mm. Now, these theories come and go because they don't sit around. Nobody believes them enough to do more studies. But I'm telling you, from my complete studies of chicken, it is the last food we need to eat. I eat chicken twice a week only because I have to. We need to be eating fish and red meat and let the chicken go way down the list.
And fish, I'm a salmon person. Is that the good fish, or is there a fish you like better than salmon?
Well, salmon, if it's wild caught, is the best. Salmon, if it's farm raised, is less desirable.
Oh, okay.
It's just we do what we have to do, and we choose the best we can do.
That's it, yeah.
And the thing is, if I go somewhere and they don't have anything but chicken, I'll have to eat a little bit for protein because I'm a huge fan of eating protein with every meal.
Yeah.
And I think you are too.
I am.
As far as I want to say something about COVID. You know, it's really...
Not you.
No, not me.
What?
For the first time in 2.5 years, I'm going to speak about COVID.
Right.
Every show. Because someone has to be brave enough to tell the freaking truth. And what is interesting is 2.5 years ago, when Dr. Green and I first started discussing the epidemic and pandemic, as it was then called, You know, at first he had to hold on to the mainstream principles that he just lives in. I don't blame him that we all are in our own house and we have to do our own housekeeping within that. But it wasn't long before he started seeing some cracks in that armor and he started coming around to the fact that there's something more to this than it looks on the surface. And that means an agenda. Well, the Atlantic publication has now called for a pandemic amnesty.
I saw that.
And it's where opponents of the COVID lockdown measures would forgive those who push the masking, the shutdowns, the forced vaccinations, because all the kids that missed education that will probably never make it up, the people who are already modestly introverted, who went into a hole that they may never crawl out of, the mom and pop stores that went out of business, the military members who were kicked out of their whole career, the list goes on and on. And this isn't because, you know, you can sit there and say, we all make mistakes. We need to forgive. This wasn't a mistake after 6 months. We started accumulating evidence that these masks are not as effective, that this doesn't work as well, lockdowns are unhealthy, blank, blank, blank. But yet there was such a powerful agenda of fear that and control issues that they would never listen to common sense. When the institutions at that we hopefully respect put their fingers in their ear to common sense and wisdom, there's something wrong. Well, what is wrong? They wanted to control us. That's what they wanted. So no amnesty for those people. I don't even give amnesty to the restaurants that were so rude and crude with the horrible signage that they put up, like it would be a prison or some Nazi thing, that you cannot come in here unless you go 1, 2, 3 and do all the right dance. I'm still not eating there because we vote with our dollars, and that's the only main vote that we have that counts, at least day to day.
Yeah. If you want my opinion, I'll give it. If not, I'll
go. Sit over.
Well, here's what I think. I think there are certain people that you don't get amnesty. I think when you're the person that knows that you don't have the data to support that it doesn't prevent transmission, and you come out and tell people they have to get the vaccine because it's going to prevent my grandmother getting sick and you can't go to the hospital, those people, absolutely not, because they knew they were either not telling us the full truth or flat out telling us misinformation. Now, I'm going to give amnesty, though, to everybody that's on my level, and here's why.
Yes, on your level, yes.
But just normal people, because I said this on a podcast I did. We were presented two options of fear by our, air quote, experts. Either get this and risk taking a vaccine that had not really been tested that well. We don't even know if it's effective. Or don't take this and then risk getting a disease that, according to the headlines, was killing almost everybody, or at least making everybody sick. And so those people who made those decisions and out of fear, and both options kind of sucked, you get amnesty for me, because I was having to make decisions out of fear too, because I don't wear the white jackets and I didn't go to the school. I trust people and they've lost our trust. So there's a certain element that do get it, but the ones that were out there spreading what they knew not to be true, those people, I think, should be held accountable.
I do, too, because they were power hungry and they got a piece of power and they grabbed more and more because they had a chance to do it. And it's I hope we've learned lessons from that. One of the lessons is, as I said, from day one with Dr. Green, we each get about 3 viral infections per year, and we don't have really any drugs to treat it. So if I'm 65 years old, I've had approximately 200 viral infections. I'm still here breathing and talking, which means I survived them. What made me survive them? There was not a drug that did it. It was my own innate immune system. And again, we go back to terrain. We build up a resilient system. It'll be stronger to fight these things. And I don't know if people realize it. I have to keep reminding people that a virus is not an organism. It is not it's not a parasite. It's not a germ. It's a piece of protein that hijacks your cells and then turns your own cell into a factory for itself. So it's a hijacker. And a bacteria is different now. Bacteria is like the bad guys moving into a neighborhood and they're doing damage. And so that's different. We can do an antibiotic for bacteria. We cannot for viral. We have to boost the body. Why did the U.S. government not embrace the one single thing that would have saved tens of thousands, which is raising vitamin D levels, especially in dark-skinned people, because they had 2.5 times the death rate? Why? Because they are so low in vitamin D, because they have dark skin and they can't convert to sun.
And encouraging people, hey, guys, this would be on the lockdown. This would be a great time to lose the 10 or 20 pounds or 50 pounds if you need to. Start that journey now. And the flip side, the one thing, and I say this every time that you bring this up, and I try to at least, this is why it's important for us not to lose trust in the people that we have trusted, like our doctors. because my system is different than Ed's system. And so I may need extra help. I may need to take precautions that Ed doesn't need to. But if I don't trust my doctor anymore, that's the real damage the air quote experts did, I think, because they eroded that trust by saying one solution fits everybody and you have to do it.
And they took the power away from physicians who were thinkers, not people who were puppets.
Like me, I'm a thinker.
You
I'm
are, and Dr.
I'm
Green
PhD,
was a thinker.
Yeah.
Dr. Green.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he came up to his own conclusions after a bit of time. At first, we did not know.
What else you got?
It's right. Well, I want to say real quick, Teflon, I think we all use Teflon pans. We bought them. I certainly have. We probably, you know, all restaurants.
Let me guess,
probably.
Something's wrong with them.
Well, of course it is. Yes.
You're just.
It releases microparticles of plastic if there's a crack in it. That's awful. Absolutely awful.
I don't have a pan that doesn't have a crack in something. I mean, seriously, all mine are like 10 years old, but go ahead. I'm interrupting you too
all
much
your
today.
T-shirts are 20 years old.
That's uncalled for. True, but uncalled for.
You wore those in Eastridge High School.
And they look fantastic.
Still? No, they don't. I'm sorry, Clint.
That's why I'm single. Who cares? So you go back to your Teflon.
We need to get a date for Clint.
No,
anybody
we do
out
not.
There? Well, what?
This is a different radio show. How did this become like
know.
A free fall now?
Hey, I'm,
go back to Teflon.
Okay,
we'll
no,
crack
I'm done,
Teflon.
I'm done with Teflon. I'm going to just say we need to buy stainless steel pans if you want to put another box, check your box of things that we do to create better health.
Yeah.
You do not buy cast iron is okay, but we can get too much iron out of it. But a little bit of cast iron is fine and stainless steel.
But those cast iron make such good cornbread. Oh, my goodness.
They do. Now and they once do. A week is perfectly fine. They don't have anything bad except iron. And as long as your iron's not too high, which most docs do not even check, please come to Nutrition World and do blood testing for prevention if you feel worthy to do it. And we check all of the things that actually do create disease. Your regular physician is fantastic. They're checking things that's wrong with you now, like so they can tell you, hey, we need to address this. You've got this. You've got that. That is wonderful. But they can't put the big pot in there for prevention.
I want to make sure I understand this. I want to say it to you real quick and you move on. But being that it is Thanksgiving week, my mom can still make the traditional cornbread or something in the cast iron pan.
Hey, we get a hall pass on a few days of the year, and it's not bad in as long as your iron's not elevated.
There you go. Okay.
So, but
happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, I had some more notes, but we all round up on T-shirts and all this worthless talk.
So, wow.
No, I did that. I'll take blame for it. It is time to take a break. When we come back, hopefully a couple words of wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Clint Powell, PhD of Eastridge, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hi,
holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner, Clint Powell. And as you know, many times in this segment, I will read certain things that have been meaningful to me. I don't just haphazardly read them. If I'm not touched by something, I would certainly not repeat it in this platform. But again, I'm going back to the Daily Stoic because this is what came out this morning, and it felt right to me. The rock star Warren Zevon had been on top of the Billboard charts. He'd been on the cover of Rolling Stone. He'd been admired by other great artists and musicians like Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, and Tom Petty. The heights of fame were enjoyable, but it took a jarring diagnosis of terminal lung cancer to give Zevon the kind of perspective that only something like this can give. And when it came, he passed it along in a very simple, very practical piece of advice. Enjoy every sandwich. We recently talked about how to have a chill life. You just have to be comfortable making less money. But isn't money a source of great experiences? No more so than ordinary life. The Stoics understood this. So did Epicureans, because in the end, the two schools were not that different. It wasn't success or fame or banquets or pleasure dens that made us happy. It was the simple and ordinary moments. If we could be disciplined enough to be present and grateful for them. Sure, it's great to write hit songs. It's wonderful to be able to travel the world, to be able to afford fancy stuff and to live in Marcus Aurelius' palace. But there is also nothing like the simple pleasure of eating a sandwich or drinking a glass of water after a run on a hot summer day or listening to that one song that always makes you feel good. There's something haunting about the thought of how much life people throw away because they think they need a lot of money, or because they are always chasing the newest, the coolest, the most extreme things, because they don't realize the greatest things in life are cheap, if not free, because they don't enjoy every sandwich. And you know what? Then one day it's too late and they'll never have another. And you know, we talked about this last week when you spoke about sitting around the fire pit. Mm-hmm. That's being in the moment. That's finding that simple pleasure, even if it's a memory that means more than most of the big things that we've really accomplished in life. Even though I'm a big thinker myself, and those are valuable parts. The older I get, the more I commune with the very simpleness of the sunset, the comfortable bed that I'm in, being able to sit in silence, or a wonderful meal. And I don't really have to travel the world anymore, and I don't have a lot of things on my bucket list much. And I don't think we should eliminate a bucket list, but just being present is so important. But that's not easy work.
No, I've come to appreciate that I'm here in the moment on the deck or the fire pit, but my mind can go elsewhere. And it doesn't mean it has to go to a place. It can go to a different thought. You know, Warren Zevon has a great song, Keep Me in Your Heart. Now, you're a guy that likes to learn how to embrace life and let go of life. And so have you ever heard of that? Have you ever heard that song?
No.
So when we get done, go YouTube Warren Zevon, Keep Me in Your Heart.
A song, really?
It's a song about what he wants people to do when he's gone.
Did he die?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he did die from that.
And it's a great song. I've told people there's only three or four songs that I actually want at my funeral. There's a couple Irish songs, Go Rest High by Vince Gill. If you've never heard that song, and Warren Zevon, that's one of them. Keep Me in Your Heart.
I will do that before day end.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's a great song, but it's very, it'll definitely make you in the reflective, you know, the melancholy mood.
I love that. And I find myself having to set up habits in order to disconnect, because it doesn't happen on its own. It takes effort to be effortless. That's right. Something I just came up with. It takes effort to be effortless.
Yeah.
And I go to Panera or Starbucks, and I sit and read, mainly Panera, and I sit and read every single Sunday morning. And I've started to a little bit on Saturday, just a little, because I don't have to do the radio show on Saturday morning. So we're doing it a different day, and it freed up a couple hours that I needed desperately. So I'm a avid proponent of actually trying to force myself to slow down.
Another one at my funeral, The Parting Glass, the Irish song. Have you ever heard of The Parting Glass?
I would have to hear it to know that.
Oh, golly, we got to get you. The Parting Glass is one of my favorite old Irish songs, too.
So. Write those two on a piece of paper so I do not forget them when you'll leave like them today. Okay. Well, all right. Yeah. And to completely radically change the subject, just because we have a couple minutes left, which is wonderful. A study was done, and, you know, even though we just talked about all the soul language that we went through.
Yeah.
I still want to look pretty, Clint. I still want to be
that
the best.
That is a pretty good transition right there.
Okay, thank you.
You're going to look good in heart, mind, body, in physical appearance.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
I'm not arrogant. I just want to do the best I can. Well, they did a study, and luckily I have been taking this nutrient. They studied 33 healthy middle-aged women and found that 150 milligrams of coenzyme Q10, COQ10, and taking for 3 months with food, that the wrinkles on their forehead were reduced significantly. It did not do it around the eyes. It only did it on the forehead. Well, I'll take it. I'll take that all day long. And 50 milligrams did not work. So that was interesting that you have to have the higher dose. And CoQ10 is such a safe product. It feeds the heart. It feeds the mitochondrial function. I just talked to a lady right before the show who has an 86-year-old mother, and she now her pulse rate's down to 38, and she's not a candidate for a pacemaker.
Wow.
She asked me, what can I do to strengthen her heart? And I said, well, you know, legally I can't treat medical conditions, but coenzyme Q10 is the very first thing, because when you get past about 55, you start lowering the levels. And in fact, statin drugs devastate the levels. So it seems kind of odd. You're going to give a drug that helps heart disease, but then you're going to decrease a nutrient that's supposed to be there to maintain a strong heart. But so she's going to be doing the coenzyme Q10.
How much time's left on your
1 minute?
Oh, go for it. Never mind. I'll tell my story next week. It'll be a good one. I'll set it up. I'll tease it.
Oh, people will be hanging on waiting.
It's about wrinkles, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your skin looks pretty good.
It's a funny one. You'll like it. It'll be a fun story.
Have you baked in the sun a lot in your life?
No, not anymore. Not since the 20s when I used to do the, you know, turn and burn.
The 1920s?
Wow. Oh. You'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Keep the waiters and waitresses. He's a funny man.
I don't run from the sun. I still do a suntan bed once a week, because I don't like looking totally pale when I'm naked. So, all right. Yes, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.